where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A new state-of-the-art elementary school opens to students today in Sarnia. Gregory Hogan on Rapids Parkway was open for staff over the March break to set up furniture, equipment, and technology ahead of welcoming students this week. The $24 million project, funded by the province, includes space for 659 students. This spring, interior renovations are slated to begin at the former Gregory A. Hogan on Hogan Drive, which will reopen in 2025 as Sacred Heart Catholic School. It looks like a senior living development is on the horizon for Forest. Lambton Shores Council recently approved a site plan application by Goldleaf Properties to build 19 townhouse units at the southeast corner of Argyle and Clyde Streets. Mayor Doug Cook says the company has similar properties in Lambton and Middlesex counties.
The company that's doing the work, they're really experienced at doing these type of housing units, and we have all the confidence in the world that they're doing is going to be great.
The site plan outlines 4 one-story buildings with 2 bedrooms, 2 bath units. A project timeline has not been finalized. The mayor of St. Clair Township says he's excited to see upgrades to the Brigden Cenotaph, hopefully in time for Remembrance Day. Council recently approved $8,000 in funding for the project. Mayor Jeff Agar called the upgrades a great idea.
We go out there a lot. The cenotaph's starting to look a little bit aged, and they want to do something with it, and I think it's great. Like, Remembrance Day rolls around, and what a way to honor veterans is to have an honorable place to go.
A plan was approved by council in February for 2 customized benches and 2 new monuments to be added to the cenotaph. A riser will also be added to the original monument. During that recent budget meeting, council approved a tax increase of 4.35%, or about $118 per year, for a single-family detached home. The City of Sarnia is holding a public forum tomorrow to go over possible enhancements to the city's downtown and Mitten Village. They previously held an online survey as work is being done to develop a revitalization project plan. The community engagement event will be held from 6 until 8 tomorrow evening at the St. Clair Corporate Center on Front Street. Attendees were asked to pre-register online. And tributes for Brian Mulroney are expected to begin today when members of Parliament return to the House of Commons after a 2-week break. The former Prime Minister died in Florida on February 29th at 84 years old. Mulroney's casket is set to arrive in Ottawa tomorrow morning, where it will lie in state for 2 days at the Sir John A. Macdonald Building across the street from Parliament Hill. A state funeral is set for Saturday in Montreal. Cloudy today, flurries as well, with winds out of the west, a high of 2. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance of flurries this evening, a low of -3. Flurries ending near noon tomorrow, then mainly cloudy, with winds out of the southwest, a high of 3. Mix of sun and cloud on Wednesday, slight chance of flurries, a high of 2.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.